Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. How do I empower my team without creating chaos? On this episode, you're going to get a secret to solve one of the biggest delegation challenges leaders face. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you're going to get a specific way you can improve your delegation and empower your teams without creating chaos. And when you use this tool consistently, you'll improve productivity and teamwork, you'll get more creativity and more meaningful solutions from your team, and you're going to improve everyone's time management. So this is one of those topics. We get calls all the time from people, from clients, from prospects, from folks who are going, I'm so frustrated. What do I do? We had a person call one time, a senior middle-level manager from one of the big tech companies, and she called and said, you know, I'm really frustrated. I've got people on my team who are bugging me all the time for little decisions they really should make themselves. And then sometimes I'll have somebody who I turn on the news and there they are in Washington, D.C. on the news having a conversation with the news and with political leaders that I knew nothing about and that I really should know something about. Or we'll hear from a manager who says, maybe this sounds familiar to you, you know, I want to empower my team, but every time I do, they start going crazy and they're off trying to redo the logo and change the colors and stretch it out. And it's like, no, you can't do that. And so I don't want to empower them because they're running off and they're not focused on the areas they should be focused on. Well, if either of these sound familiar, the challenge here is that you're not clarifying things up front. And we call this strategic empowerment. And if you can practice strategic empowerment consistently, it's going to help you delegate better. Here's how the tool works. People need freedom and autonomy in order to do their best work, to solve problems, build better ways of getting work done. But where should they use that discretion, and where do they need to do it the way it's supposed to be done? What decisions do you want to fully delegate? Which do you need to have involvement in, and which decisions do you just need to be kept in the loop about? Strategic empowerment removes the guesswork and it helps people focus their creativity and problem solving where it's going to make the most difference. So the idea here is with strategic empowerment, you're going to provide clear definition and remove the guesswork about where to innovate, where to be coming up with their ways of doing it, and where you need to do it in a particular way. And when you do that, that helps everybody to focus their energy in the most productive places, reduces the friction and all of the, oh no, you can't do that. And it's one of the reasons while I'm on that topic, it's important to do that. Because if you say, hey, you're empowered, and then somebody makes a decision and then you rein it in and go, oh no, wait, you can't do that. That's frustrating. And people go, no, you didn't really mean it. So you don't want to do that. Got to be clear up front. And so the way to do this are to know what are, we call these the lines. There are three different kinds of lines for every role, for every single person. Doesn't matter if you're the CEO or frontline employee, right? So if you're listening, you've got three sets of lines that you and your team deal with. There are hard lines, soft lines, and your lines. So what do I mean by hard lines? Hard lines are firm policies, regulatory guidance. These are the lines you can't cross. So if I'm driving down the road, on a highway, maybe in the mountains, there is a railing on the side of that road I do not want to cross. If I cross that, bad things happen. I fall off a cliff or something. So what are the hard lines for your role? If you're in finance, you've got general accounting procedures you got to follow. If you're in healthcare, you've got specific regulatory guidance on certain issues. You're not getting creative about that. That's the way it's done for the safety and welfare of your patients. Within a company, your logo, your brand, your trademark, right? There's a specific way that has to be displayed, specific colors that are used. You don't get creative with that. Those are hard lines. There's just a couple of examples, but you get the idea. Then there are soft lines. Soft lines are where there's an outcome that must be achieved, or there's directional guidance, but how you or your team go about getting there, that's your choice. You've got some discretion about how you're going to do that. And then there are your lines. Your lines, these are the areas totally up to you or your team's discretion. So your line that's very common is for teams that are meeting remotely and they're on Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Most organizations, it's pretty much up to you. What's your background? What's your backdrop? Yeah, there are a few organizations that may say it really needs to be branded, company logo, what have you. You can use one of these three. Those are your choices. But for most organizations, when you're on a meeting with other people in the company, they're like, hey, as long as it's not offensive, choose what you want to choose. And so some people have our default wavy wind blowing through the palm trees and the ocean breeze in the background. Others have a favorite photo from vacation they use as their backdrop. Some people use a corporate office looking backdrop. Others go with whatever's genuinely behind them, and still others will just use the blur feature, and that's what they go with. And so that's a your line. It's a your choice. Knowing up front what these three categories are, the hard lines, soft lines, your lines, if you can clarify this for your team and say, hey, listen, these are the hard lines. This is where it has to be done this way. We don't have choices around this. In contrast, this is a place where we've got a really specific outcome we need to achieve. This is what it looks like. And then where are the your lines? You're totally free to do what you want here within these general parameters. So let me give you a couple more examples here. So I had a postal carrier. Shout out to U.S. Postal Carrier CJ in Laurel, Maryland. Awesome, awesome postal carrier. So just a quick example of a hard line for CJ is that when we had a community mailboxes, okay, the kind where everybody goes, walks up to their mailbox, puts their key in, gets their mail in a townhome kind of situation. I could walk up and CJ could be putting the mail in the mailboxes and she couldn't just hand it to me directly. The regulation she was under was that it needed to go in the mailbox. She'd close it up. Then I would use my key to unlock it. That's the way it had to be done. A hard line, mail safety. All right, a your line. We travel a lot for our work all over the world. And so periodically we'd get our mail forwarded. Well, the outcome, what does success look like? Our mail needed to be forwarded. But CJ's way of doing it was she gave me her personal cell phone and said, hey, David, if you don't have your mail within 10 days, if you don't see it, give me a call. I'll make sure it gets to you. That was her how. That's how she chose to make sure the mail got forwarded, apart from the specific forms and things that needed to be filled out. And then the your line. The your line was, despite having centralized mailboxes that she didn't need to keep track of everybody's residence, she did. And so one time ran into her at the grocery store and she said, hey, David, I noticed that you got your landscaping taken care of. And I said, well, that's true. I did. But how'd you know? She said, because it was so out of control that if you didn't take care of it, I was going to get some shears and come and cut it down myself. That level of personal attention, not in any guidebook, not in any policy manual, that was her line, her way of doing things, her way of connecting with her customers. Great mail carrier. She actually gave us a hug and even a few tears when we finally moved away after 8 years. So that's an example of hard lines, soft lines, your lines. I was talking with another client of ours, and we were talking about how you navigate the soft lines. Part of the deal here is you got to be really clear about your success criteria. So let's say that you're working a project or your team is working a project and you really want to delegate it to them. You really want to empower them to come up with their own how. In order to do that, you really have to define the success criteria clearly. So at the end of this project, we're going to be able to communicate executive level data to the CEO in this way, telling this kind of a story, making this kind of an impact that's going to be meaningful for them at their level, if that's the project that you're doing. Once you've done that, check for understanding. Say, hey, listen, so what do you hear me saying? Make sure they've got it. Then you can say, okay, great. Over to you. You figure out how you want to go about doing that. Schedule the finish. We're going to meet again in 3 weeks on, you know, the 15th of the month. We'll have a 30-minute meeting. I want you to walk me through what your plan is and how you're going to meet those criteria. Then when you get back together and they run through their plan, and if you're concerned that their plan doesn't meet the success criteria, instead of pulling it back and disempowering them, you say, okay, thanks for sharing that. How does your plan achieve these success criteria? Walk me through how your plan is going to achieve this level of data and significant story for the CEO. And so you ask them to walk you through their thinking. And at that point, it's going to become clear to them whether their plan does or does not meet the goal. If it doesn't, then they can do some more thinking or they may need help from you. But now you're not disempowering them. You have followed up on the empowerment by asking them to do the work, to do the thinking. And so that's how you would use a soft line in practice as an empowering tool, but with the accountability, they actually need to meet the criteria. So that's how strategic empowerment works. Clearly define your hard lines, soft lines, and your lines up front. Hold people accountable for their implementation execution of those along the way, and make sure that you're clearly defining your success criteria, especially on the soft lines. Do that consistently and you will improve productivity and teamwork, because people are going to know what they're supposed to be focused on. They're going to be solving for those problems and they'll know how to collaborate with themselves and with other teams as well. You're going to get more creativity and meaningful solutions from your team because they're going to know where to put that energy, and you're going to improve everyone's time management, including your own, because people aren't going to be wasting time where they shouldn't be. All right, so if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build that career with the respect and influence you deserve. And I've got a guide for you with these strategic empowerment, all of these kinds of communication skills that you and your team can use together to help you reduce your team stress, improve morale, productivity, and you can find that's totally free. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast right now and download that there. Thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura over at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, clarify those hard lines, soft lines, and your lines, and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.